second half. What changed at halftime and in the second half on offense and with the team overall?
I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint right now. But, you know, I think that was an accurate assessment of what happened. I mean, we didn't do the things we needed to. You know, me personally, I obviously didn't take care of the football the way I needed to. And it's going to hurt you in the end.
What happened on the interception, the pass for Brady?
Just miscommunication. You know, and again, I can always try to make those guys right. So, you know, I got to take fault for, you know, those sorts of decisions.
Was there a miscommunication throughout the day with Edwards? It seemed like all your passes were, you know, in different spots. He was going one way, you were throwing another way.
No, I mean, the first play, I got hit right as I was releasing it, so it kind of pulled the throw off. You know, again, the rest of them, you know, I wouldn't say that's necessarily the case.
Brady, what do you take away from this game? Just in quick retrospect, what can you, your quick analysis of what you can do?
Again, you know, take care of the football. You know, looking back on it, the one of the balls slipped out. I was trying to make a play. You know, those sorts of things can really help you and maybe get you back into the game. A lot of times, though, they'll end up hurting you if that ends up being the result.
On the interception, you thought he was going to stay outside? Is that?
Yeah.
You talked a lot about how important it is to take what the defense gives you, and I'm curious also, you guys weren't able to stress the defense much today and throw the ball vertically downfield. I'm wondering if you feel that's going to be necessary down the road, that you're going to need to be able to do that.
Oh, no, definitely. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that's the case, though. Again, I mean, we had a touchdown that got called back, you know, trying to stretch the field there. There's another deep one to Braylon later on, you know, and a couple other times again on the interception, trying to stretch the field there. But, you know, it changes as the game changes. Obviously, you know, the defense is going to change. So they're not going to allow you to try to push the ball downfield if, you know, they happen to be in the lead or if they're up a couple scores. You know, so again, that's going to change how, you know, what's open, what's there, what's not.
How effective is their pressure?
I mean, again, you got to take your hat off to them. They're good defense. You know, their front four solid. They brought some pressure at times that, you know, again, got to us. But those are all things that, again, we can be accountable for and we can, you know, fix.
How do you remain positive, you know, after what happened last season, the way this season gets off, you know, just one game, but, you know, it wasn't pretty out there. I mean, how do you remain positive?
You know, again, I think you take away the positives from the game. You know, each game you're going to be able to take things away, whether it's a win or loss. You know, believe me, tonight, you know, tomorrow we'll be critical of ourselves, you know, watching film and, you know, getting prepared for Denver next week. That's all you can really do at this point. And like you said, it's the first game of our season, but there's 15 more.
So what do you think went well today?
I mean, obviously the drive at the end, you know, battled up and down, but ended up getting a score at the end. That's always, you know, good, even though it ended up not really mattering a whole lot. And I think the first half, the way we executed, checks, things of that nature. I mean, we're up at halftime and, you know, we felt pretty good at where we were at. But again, you know, that wasn't the case second half for us.
How much of an impact did 93 have on what you did? He seemed to be, from beginning to end, a factor.
He's a good player. I mean, that's all you can say about him. You know, clearly he's a Pro Bowler last year, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was one this year.
You guys got a little bit of a monkey off your back in that you got in the end zone as an offense for the first time in, you know, six, seven games. Is that something that you were aware of? I mean, did you want to sort of end that streak, you know, maybe a little part in the back of your mind?
Again, that's something you guys write about. That's not something we think about. It's a new season, new team, new set of scenarios, et cetera. And, you know, that we're just trying to build on that right now. That's just something that you guys kind of go back and look at and create all those little fun and cool facts and everything. But we don't pay attention to them.
You know, I hear you say, Brady, it's a new season and all that. But is it so easy to just say last year doesn't mean anything? Or, I mean, it looks a lot like, you know, some of the same issues.
It is easy to say that. Because, I mean, at any point in time, you can look back in the past and say, oh, man, I wish I would have done that, but it doesn't matter. So, again, you do what you can, you move forward, and that's where we're at right now.
How tough was this week and the secrecy of the quarterback, who was going to be the starter, who wasn't? Are you glad that that is all behind you now? Everybody knows you're the starting quarterback, and you move forward next week from Denver. Was that tough?
It can be tough to deal with at times, but, again, you know, I think our team did a great job of handling it. You know, really coming in this week and all throughout camp, you know, with the competition, not only at quarterback, but across the board.
Brandon, do you have that feeling, though, during the game today that you didn't have to look over your shoulder like maybe you did last year? If you would have made a mistake last year, you had to look over your shoulder to see if Derek was going to come in. Today you didn't have that problem?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you don't really think about while you're on the field. But, no, I don't, and I didn't. So.
Brandon,
thank you.